Our scripture today is from the book of Psalms, Psalm 150. Psalm 150. Let's pray before we read this. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to read your word together, to experience your grace and peace as you share with us the light that you have given to us for our journey. Lord, we pray this day that we surrender our hearts and our minds, that we may be attentive to your spirit. We also ask for your grace and mercy upon the sermon, that it too may be used by you, and that your light may shine through it. We thank you for all that you are. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 150. Hear now God's word. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Our scripture, as I try to do during Lent and Advent, comes from the devotion that I had passed out. This is today's devotion, based on today's devotion. It's written by a colleague of mine, Eric, the Reverend or Pastor Eric Hooka. Eric works at PTS. I appreciated this scripture and his take on the scripture. It is going to lean pretty closely to the message that he delivered in the devotion. He points out something very interesting about this scripture that I haven't really noticed before. Of course, when you get to the end of Psalm 150, 149, I think 148, maybe 147, those psalms tend to be psalms of extreme praise, happiness and joy and praising God, and there's a lot of dancing going on, a lot of instrument playing for a lot of different reasons. But he mentioned, he pointed out in this scripture the types of instruments that were present, the types of instrument that they wanted to praise God. The first, of course, is praising God with the trumpet sound. Any trumpet players? No trumpet players. I played the trombone. It's different, but made of brass. No, like a trumpet. Are trumpets quiet or loud? They tend to be very loud. In fact, it's difficult to play a trumpet quietly. They have to add a piece to the trumpet to make it quiet, and that's called the mute. Little cup that they put on the end, and actually piece that goes further into the trumpet to make it quiet. So it is a naturally loud instrument. And so when we think about praising God, especially in this hymn where there's ! Loudness seems to be a very natural part to this. In fact, we also have other instruments that talk about the loudness. We got to talk about praising God with pipe and praising God with cymbals. Have you ever played cymbals quietly? You know, it's there, you get, but cymbals are mostly, especially in our scripture here, loud clashing cymbals. And Eric had said that that he knows of a colleague of his who is a great illustration of loud, that whenever they enter into a room, you know they're there because their voice fills up the entire room. They're just a loud person, a loud talk. Do you have any loud talkers in your life? That they, you know, And sometimes they feel the need to stand really close to you, but they don't lower the volume of their voice. They're just naturally loud. Like I said, in our family reunions, in my Italian side of the family, we're loud. In fact, the Facebook group that we're all a part of to talk to one another is called The Loud and the Lovely. They're just, and loud means right in my Italian side of the family. So loud's a very natural thing. Then he goes on to say, though, when we look at the other instruments that are present in this God's band, there's also the lute and the harp. Not super loud instruments. Tend to be kind of quiet. In fact, if you want to make the lute and the harp heard, sometimes you have to electrify it with an amplifier or put a microphone in front of it. But in itself, they don't tend to be super loud. The strings, of course, the same thing. We have tambourine. I had a hard time figuring out if the tambourine was loud or quiet. Someone said it just depends on who plays it. Probably the case there. But I love that in God's band, you have a place for everything. You have a place for the loud. You have the place for the quiet. And they're playing at the same time, but they're not overshadowing one another, but they're complementing one another. When I think of bands and music, oftentimes I think of rock bands. What kind of instruments do we have in rock bands? Drums. Loud. What other instruments do we have in rock bands? Guitar. Loud. Usually played loud, usually amplified. Nice and loud. Any other instruments you think in a rock band? Thinking of rock bands. Keyboard? Okay, keyboard. Someone said a banjo. There's no rock band I listen to. Banjo. But there might be rockabilly. Maybe they might have a banjo. What's that? Country western banjo. Now, there is an instrument that has a place in the rock band, but it's not one that you hear very often. Let me play for you a snippet. It's common. Ready? Here's the beat. Here it is. Anyone name that instrument that helps keep the beat? Cowbell. Oh, the cowbell. It's very underrated in a rock band. You don't hear it very often, and there are very few songs that feature cowbell. This song by Blue Oyster Cult called Don't Fear the Reaper. Very heavy kind of rock band, and the cowbell is a main feature in their song. I don't know, just something nice about that. In fact, they Saturday Night Live did a skit on this. If you haven't seen it, I do recommend that you see it. And it's about the joy of the cowbell. And about how there's a person in their band that was his instrument, the cowbell, and he's never got to play before. And now they let him play the cowbell. In fact, he's so excited by playing the cowbell that he plays it very energetically and very enthusiastically. The person who plays the cowbell is Will Ferrell. So if you know his kind of humor, it's very physical body humor. And so he's all over the stage back and forth playing the cowbell. And his producer walks in and looks at him and encourages him to play it even louder. The cowbell. When I think about this song and that skit and our hymn, our psalm that we're talking about today, think about how in God's band, the instruments that don't get to shine, gets to shine. That in God's band, there's room for all the voices. There's room for all of the instruments, all of the sounds. There are times where you can have too many instruments and it sounds like chaos. But then there are signs when you have a great leader that it just takes beautiful shape. And our leader is Christ. Christ's band, Christ's symphony is the church. Sometimes the church gets a little lost. Or let me say it this way, sometimes the church gets a little caught up in its own individual voices. That this sounds good, this sounds better, that sounds terrible. When Christ desires all the voices of all his people, all the people who love him, who obey him, who cherish him, who live for him, those voices, whether loud or soft, whether recognizable or they might sound a little different, Christ invites them all. We're at a time in our life in the church and in the denomination where many of the voices are being ridiculed. Many of the voices are being silenced or enhanced based upon our own preference. But in Christ's church, for those who love, for those who cherish, for those whose Savior is Jesus Christ, Christ desires all the voices. Christ wants to hear us all. The worst thing that we can do as individuals who love Jesus Christ is be silent. Because your voice, whoever you are, however old you are, whatever your gender, whatever your journey, Christ wants to hear from you. Christ wants to hear our voice. Our voice praising the Father, worshiping Jesus Christ, and supporting and loving one another. And that's the beauty of God's band. It's different, and yet it's wonderful. So in our slide presentation, reuse music that we've heard from before, and I just found out that this link has been taken away. So we won't be listening to our final song today. So I will share with you our final benediction. And it's from Romans chapter 8, verse 38 to 39. Hear now God's word. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the steadfastness of your love, and that love is given to all people in your church, to all people in this world. We ask you, Lord, that as the voice that you've given to us, let us speak it and use it to share your love and encouragement and support with all those whom we encounter this week, and rest on the confidence of this scripture which we have just read. We thank you for your love that will never leave, never fade. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Go in peace, knowing that the love of the Lord goes with you now and always. Amen and amen.